Hello, good morning. Great to see you. Happy New Year.
早晨，各位早晨，好恭喜见到你哋，大家新年快乐。
It's a thrill to be here. Thank you for having me.
牧师话好多谢各位俾机会佢嚟到，佢都觉得好兴奋，可以同我哋一齐。
I'm so excited about this new year with the Philadelphia Church.
牧师话呢一个新年佢特别系为我哋友爱堂而觉得兴奋高兴。
I look forward to seeing the great things God will do, the great things God will teach us.
因为佢现在系可以睇到快咧，神就会为我哋系准备咗一啲我哋啱用嘅嘢。
Let me pray, and we'll look at Psalm 72.
让我哋系一齐祈祷，用诗篇七十二篇。
Our Lord God and Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and pray that you would speak to us.That you might change us and shape us to be your faithful people. In Jesus' name. Amen.
求主你与我们同在，也都是教导我们，叫我们是做主你好的信徒。祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Well, today is Epiphany.
今日。
Yeah?
Yes.
You go.
It's okay.
And one of the things I really like about the Christmas story.Is the variety of people who come to worship Jesus.
牧师话呢，响圣诞嘅期间，令到佢最喜欢关于圣诞故事嘅地方呢，就系能够见到有好多人都嚟到朝拜主。
And while they all have one goal in common, worship,
they 睇嚟咧，佢哋个个咧都系有同一个目的而嚟嘅。
They really are quite a varied group. And yes, I know they weren't all there at the same time as the Nativity set suggests.
牧师说呢，他们有同一个目的来呢，就是朝拜主。不过呢，就不是好像我们想的，好像圣景这样呢，摆齐晒那么多人呢，响晒树的。
Matthew tells us that the wise men or astrologers, the magi, came to worship Jesus.
他说呢，因为在马太福音那里告诉我们，有几个博士，或者我们叫他做占星学家，他们来到是朝拜耶稣。
And the star led these Eastern astrologers to where Jesus had been born.
有一粒星，他是在前头带着那些人来到主耶稣出生的地方。
They came to worship Jesus. They came to bring their gifts to him.
他们来到见主耶稣，他们是带着他们的礼物来到朝敬他的。
And then Luke, in his gospel tells us that the shepherds glorified and praised God.
那另外呢，路加在路加福音那里也都提到呢，说有一班的牧羊人，他们是来到赞美主。
So in many ways, we tend to think of the shepherds, the wise men, Mary and Joseph as good people. They were good-hearted, loving people who always did the right thing and always made the right response.
咁呢，从好多方面嚟到諗呢，我哋会认为呢啲牧羊人啊、博士啊、玛利亚同埋约瑟呢，佢哋都应该係好人嚟㗎。
And while this picture is understandable, it's not entirely accurate.
但係其实呢，我哋咁样諗本来呢合理嘅，但係又唔係完全啱晒喎。
See, the Bible never says this. Certainly they all responded to the guidance from God, but it never says that the only ones present were the great and the good.
因为呢，在圣经那里是告诉我们听，虽然这一班人全部都是回应神的指引的，但是没说到他们是好好人来的。
And secondly, history would suggest they weren't particularly outstanding members of society.
另外咧，歷史亦都冇記載到話呢一啲人咧，佢哋係好顯赫、好重要嘅人物。
Many people have seen the multiplicity of both the shepherds and the kings. See, if only one had come to witness, they wouldn't have been considered valid.
我哋咧都睇到所記載嘅所有嚟嗰啲人咧，都係眾數嚟嘅。若然係單數，即係淨係得一個人咧，咁就會係。那個見證呢就無效的了。
It's certainly true of the shepherds who in first century courts required at least three to be valid because they were considered such crooks.
因为呢在第一世纪的时候呢那些法庭的要求呢就是要有三个见证人的至少。咁如果呢你说是单一一个人呢就是无效啦，甚至到呢特别是那些牧羊人当时那些人觉得他们是冇乜重视他们的，多数都是不是几可信。
So this Christmas group are the rich and the poor. They are the wise and the not so wise.
所以呢我们看到这一班来到朝见耶稣的人呢里头是包括了有贫有富有聪明有平庸有呢是显赫又有呢是比较上呢是没那么出色。
And together, they remind us that God accepts us all if we come in repentance and faith and worship Jesus.
如果就咁样睇咧，我哋就会睇到原来咧，主耶稣咧系可以接纳我哋每一个人，无论我哋吓系点样样嘅，只要我哋嚟到肯悔改，肯咧充满信心，肯认罪，佢都系会接纳我哋嘅。
Well, it reminds me, I was encouraged because the Queen said something very similar in her Christmas message this year. She summed it up beautifully about how we can put this into practice.
咁啊，牧師話咧，英女王咧喺佢慶祝佢登基六十週年嘅聖誕文告嗰度咧，就好美妙咁樣樣歸納咗聖誕嘅信息。
The Queen said, Christmas time, I'm always struck by how the spirit of togetherness lies also at the heart of the Christmas story.
咁英女王佢话喺圣诞节最能够激励佢嘅咧，就系圣诞古仔里头嘅精髓，一种聚集一齐嘅精神。
A young mother and a dutiful father with their baby were joined by poor shepherds and visitors from afar.
一个年轻的母亲，一个尽责的父亲，一个初生的婴孩，再加上有贫穷的牧羊人，同埋来自远方的贵客，他们都带备了礼物。
And they came with their gifts to worship the Christ child.
他们带了礼物，就是来要见这个圣婴，来到朝拜他。
And from that day on, says the Queen, Jesus has inspired people to commit themselves to the best interests of others.
英女王说从那日起这个婴孩就开始激励每一个人去参与做对其他人有益的事。
She said, this is the time of year when we remember that God sent his only son to serve and not to be served.
她说英女王说圣诞节就是最适当的时候给我们每一个人去纪念神赐下他的独生子来到这个世界，他是来服侍人。所谓非以役人，乃役于人。
He restored love and service to the center of our lives in the person of Jesus Christ.
神藉住基督降世为人，嚟到重整我哋嘅生命，修复我哋关爱同埋服侍他人嘅心。
It is my prayer this Christmas day. This is what the Queen said, that His example and teaching will continue to bring people together.To give the best of themselves in the service of others.
所以女王她期望在圣诞日主基督的榜样和她的教训是会继续将人凝聚在一起，尽我们自己所能去为他人服务。
The carol in the bleak midwinter ends by asking the question of all of us who know the Christmas story of how God gave himself to us in humble service.
有首圣诞诗个名叫做 In the Bleak Midwinter， 我暂译佢做咧惨淡嘅寒冬。喺最尾嘅一段咧，佢就向所有认识主降世为人服务嘅会众，佢就提出一啲思考嘅问题。
What can I give him, poor as I am？
我如此贫乏，我能用乜嘢嚟到回报佢呢
？If I were a shepherd。I would bring a lamb.
如果我是一个牧羊人，我会带只羊给他。
If I were a wise man, I would do my part.
如果我是一个智者，我会尽力履行我的责任。
The carol gives the answer. Yet, what can I give him? Give him my heart.
这一首的圣诞歌最后他是给了一个答案我们。 我哋究竟要俾啲乜嘢佢咧？个答案就系我会将我嘅心献俾佢。
And I think Psalm 72, which we're focusing on this morning, enables us to do this.
我哋今日咧读过诗篇第72篇，从中我哋可以睇到神所拣选嘅王系点嘅。
To reflect on the year ahead.
我哋咧希望咧能够。从这个诗篇的72篇呢看到我们明年应该做些什么
for us to be able to give the best of ourselves in the service of others
因为我们应该呢是为他人服务将我们自己最好的是给他人
You see our psalm today, Psalm 72 looks forward to God's chosen king
第诗篇七十二篇一至四节咧，系讲到咧关于神点样拣选佢嘅王。
This psalm enables us to give him our heart and worship him。
响呢一个嘅诗篇嗰度咧，系有叫我哋要将我哋嘅心献上嚟到咧，系点样样咧崇拜佢。
See, Psalm 72 looks forward to a king who's going to be righteous, and yet he's compassionate.On those towards those who are oppressed.
所以呢，系我哋系应该咧，系要点样样学识去做一个好嘅信徒？点样咧？一个皇帝如果佢系对嗰啲被迫害嘅人，佢系会去压制嗰啲恶人。
He's going to destroy the oppressor, and at the same time, he's going to make the land of God's people bountiful and peaceful.
他是会将那些恶人呢是压制了而是呢帮助那些贫乏啊需要怜悯的人。这样他就会是令到他的选民得到享和平和富足。
And that's Jesus.
其实你想想一个这样的皇帝令到他的选民是享一个很快乐的国土嗰度生活嘅嗰个就即系耶稣基督。
And that's why so many great hymns are based on Psalm 72. Jesus shall reign by Isaac Watt. Hail to the Lord's anointed by James Montgomery.
所以咧好多嘅圣诗咧，我哋会发觉咧，佢哋系会取材于诗篇七十二篇嘅。譬如好似系头先我哋唱咗嗰一首十六首嘅主治万方啦，同埋咧。这个生命圣诗九十六首那首叫做庆贺主受高为王
you know these hymns?
We just sang one、
oh.
我说他问我们知不知道这首歌我说、yes. 我们刚才唱了16
Very good、
yes.
Very good See, have a look, just have a look at Psalm 72 the first few verses with me、
请各位呢跟我一起看一看、诗篇第七十二篇一至四节 verse 1 and 2 4
1 to 4 yeah.
Turn it down.
Yep. Do you want to just read that? That's
fine. Okay. 请各位听我读出神啊求你将判断的权柄赐给王将公义赐给王的儿子他要按公义审判你的民按公平审判你的困苦人大山小山都要因公义使民得享平安他必为民中的困苦人伸冤拯救穷乏之辈，压碎那欺压人的。
You see, that's what it says. What's God's ideal king like?
你睇到神所要求嘅理想嘅皇帝系点嘅咧
？What are his attributes? What are his qualities? What marks his character? What's his reign like? If he's reigning, what's his rule like? That's what this psalm is all about.
系啦，一个神认为理想嘅王，佢嘅属性系应该系点嘅咧？佢嘅品质又系点咧？佢嘅性格又系点嘅咧？佢系点样去统治嘅咧？假如佢掌权，佢系点样治理佢嘅国民咧
？And notice it's a petition. It's a petition designed for the people of God to pray for their king and country.
其实咧。在这个诗篇他讲到这些呢开始的时候只是列出一些要求的这些要求本来呢就是为神的子民呢来到设计出来的等他们呢可以为他们的王和他们的国家来向神祈求
You see it does remind us doesn't it of the things that Solomon asked for himself He asked for wisdom.
这个提醒了我们，所罗门王当他是察觉到统治国民的担子日渐繁重的时候，他要为他自己向神祈求，他求神给他智慧。
And yet you notice it is written of Solomon. This was a psalm of Solomon.
72篇是所罗门王写的诗篇。
Solomon asked God that he would reign in righteousness, that his judgments would be just.
他求神给他有能力，以公义来到统治，按公平来到审判。
And this is a prayer of petition for the Lord's King to reign justly and wisely and rightly and for blessing on the people of God.
这个就是神所选的王祈求可以用公义和智慧去统治他的国家，令到国民得福，这样的祈求是最美好不过。
It's a wonderful prayer for king and for country.
所以为国家为皇帝，我们是觉得这样的祈求是最好了。
But it's so much more than that, isn't it? Because none of these words of this psalm can be applied to their fullest to any earthly king.
但是这样都似乎好像不是很够，是不是？因为诗篇所提的内容呢，是不能够完全适用于所有地上的君王的。
Not Queen Elizabeth II.
不是伊丽莎白二世。
Not the Prime Minister of Australia, Julia Gillard.
不是 Julia Gillard, 我们澳洲的总理。
Not Barry O'Farrell.
所有的这些地上的统治者。
We might use titles like Long Live the King.
我们或者可以用愿王万岁万岁万万岁这样。
But none of us believe that any earthly king will live forever.
但是我们没人会相信任何一个地上的王是可以永远存活的。
We may mean, may you live long, may you live a long time, O King. May you reign with prosperity, and may that prosperity endure years upon end.
所以呢，我们可能只是想表示，我们愿我们的王能够尽量这样长寿，在在位的期间可以维持国家富强。所以诗篇的内容并不能够反映到地上的王。
But we know that king will never reign forever.
所以地上的王是不可以永远统治。
And so the prayers of this psalm, the words of this psalm cannot find their fulfillment in David or Solomon or in any earthly king, Queen Elizabeth, Julia Gillard, Barry O'Farrell, but only in the Messiah King, God's chosen King.
所以呢，我们看到在这个诗篇那里所反映出来的，不会是大卫王、所罗门王或者任何以色列的王，甚至到是世界任何一个王都可以永远地统治。唯有哪个可以永远统治呢？就是尼赛亚，我们的主基督才能够永远为王。
And so in this psalm, the believer is being shown the attributes of Jesus, the Messiah King, and the attributes of his rule.
所以呢，从诗篇嗰度呢，我哋做信徒嘅可以睇到救主耶稣为王嘅表现系点样。我哋唔单止都系要祈求主喺世上表现系最好，而系祈求摆喺我哋面前嘅一个盼望，将来会带俾我哋点样嘅喜乐。
And it's not just lifting up a prayer to the Lord to see these attributes of His person and rule displayed in their fullest in the world.
我哋唔系净系响度祈求系主基督响今世嗰度有啲乜嘢最完美嘅表现。
But he's praying this prayer so we might delight in the hope which has been set before us.
而是我们应该向前看，看看我们将来这个盼望带给我们什么喜乐。
We're meant to look forward not just to 2013, but to eternity.
我们不只是看2013年，我们是要看永远。
You see, it's the goal of the believer, delighting in the hope of the everlasting, universal rule of God's kingdom. That's the hope.
那个 我们的盼望就是希望将来神的国度啊，祂的统治是普世性的。
We will see, you and I will all see, the coming of the glory of the Lord. One day every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
所以信徒应该有的目的就是期望有永远普世神的国度，我们得见将来神的荣耀，我们亲眼看到主基督的统治，这个是永恒的，我们一定是会看到的。
We will see with our own eyes the universal, everlasting, righteous, compassionate reign, the blessed reign of Jesus Christ, who is reigning now at the right hand of God.
现在主耶稣就是在神的右边那里来到是统治着我们，我们是会看到祂的统治是永恒的、公义的、普世性的、是有祝福的、同埋有怜悯的。
Because we will see that. And my friends, this hope is essential to our service now.
各位会友，这个盼望就是今天我们在这里做崇拜的时候感觉到应该非常重要。因为无论在你同埋我嘅心中係點樣相信主嘅統治，信徒而家有聚集喺一齊。
So we can give the best of ourselves now, the best。
我哋咧甚至到咧係希望將我哋最好嘅能夠係奉獻出去。
Because however much the reign of Christ is in our hearts and in the gathering of our people and even stretching out as His kingdom impacts the world。We still live in a fallen, a hard, a harsh world.
但是无论现在我们看到我们怎么样成班人是有机会又聚在一起，又我们的心是几咁信说主是在那里统治着，毕竟我们现在仍然是生活在一个堕落困苦的世界。
And we won't serve Him with the energy with which we ought unless we see that hope set before our eyes.
除非我们真真正正能够看到有这样的盼望。
Friends, God asks all of us to come to His Son, the King, and worship Him.
各位朋友，神现在在呼吁着叫我们是来到祂的面前，来到崇拜祂。
Whatever we have done,
我们无论做过什么，
He asks us to come as we are.
祂说无论我们过去曾经做过什么，就算我们能够保持原状地来到祂的面前，
But He will not leave us as we are.
祂都不会舍弃我们。
If we will put our trust in Him, He will forgive us and cleanse us and enable us to live for His honor and glory.
如果我们能够完全地信靠祂，祂是会宽恕我们，并且会是洁净我们，使我们能够活在祂的荣耀当中。
We don't clean up our act first. We and He clean up our act in response to His grace and glory.
我们不需要首先自己去除净了自己的行为，祂是会洁净我们的，以致到我们可以回应到祂的恩慈和荣耀。
I do hope this new year that you, like the wise men, like the shepherds,And angels will worship Christ for all He has done for us.
牧师说他希望在这个圣诞期间，你能够好像这些博士一样，为了主基督所做的一切，俯伏来到拜祂。
I hope you also, like the shepherds, will return home praising God for all you've seen and all you've heard.
他也希望你们会好像牧羊人一样回去，为你们所见所闻的赞美神。
But I also hope you see the wonderful width of the love of God in sending His Son to die for you.
不过牧师说他更希望你能够真正看到神奇妙广大的爱，他赐下他的儿子为所有的人死。
To die for all, for wise men, for shepherds, for Mary, for Joseph, for you and for me.
为所有的人死，包括博士、牧羊人、玛利亚、约瑟、你 同埋我。
And to give him our best, to give him our heart in 2013.
让我哋响2013年将我哋嘅心完全咁样样献上俾主。
May God bless you so that you can be a blessing.
愿神祝福保守各位。
Amen.
Amen.